Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. Where were you? Welcome back. My guest tonight, my next guest, is a 9-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter who has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide. She's now the subject of a documentary on Showtime called Cheryl.
We would drink a bunch, and we'd go to the bookstore down the road, and we bought a poetry book by this man named Wynn Cooper. And there was a poem in it, first thing, called Fun. It started off with, "All I want to do is have a little fun before I die." And so we had this groove going. It was somewhere between Steeler's Wheel and a Marvin Gaye track. And I picked up the poetry book and started just kind of free form. "All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere." And I just kind of acted out the poem, and then we put this hook in, "All I want to do," and that became the song.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Sheryl Crow. So nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
There's so much to talk about. First of all, thanks for being here last night. You played with Lucius. That was wonderful to see you out there. Now, let's get straight into this documentary. Cheryl,
yeah.
How do you feel about a documentary being made about you? Because so much has already been written and said about Sheryl Crow. Are you resistant to it? I'm going to watch it, but are you, as the subject of it, ever resistant to that?
When they first came to me, Showtime and my manager, and said, "We think you should do a documentary," I was like, "Yes, I think we should after I'm dead. I think it'd be a fantastic idea."
Yeah.
But I did finally give in to it, because I don't think people realize that I've got my ARP card. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Yeah. So, you can get discount movie tickets with that.
I could actually go see my own documentary for cheaper.
Wow.
However, it's not in movie theaters. But, I do have about 40 years of music life, but there's a ton of living that goes into making an artist want to stick their neck out or raise their voice into the fray. And so I told all the stories.
Well, let me ask you something that may not be a story in there. Mm-hmm. Let's ask a very basic story, kind of like an origin story.
Okay.
Why do you think you wanted to be a performing musician? Because I take that aside from like a composer or something. Why do you want to be out there with a guitar in your hand making people...
I want to be rich and famous. No, I'm kidding.
No, I understand. No. That's such an easy way. Not... Such an easy way to get rich is what I hear.
I'm getting ready to get a butt implant. No.
That's coin, baby.
That's coin.
Yeah.
I grew up in a real musical household. My parents married, 66 years.
Oh, wow.
In a tiny town called Kennett, like 4 stoplights, not close to anything. Mm-hmm. And albums were my way out. That was my ticket out. I'd lay under the piano, and I would just study and pour over, you know, James Taylor, all the liners, Fleetwood Mac, Carole King.
Now you've got to work with those people. Now, what's that like for you now to get to be able to work with people like Stevie Nicks and Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples, like those heroes?
I'm still a fan. So, I mean, even talking about it, I get embarrassed. But it's incredible. It really is.
Now, you must be that for a lot of people, too. I'm sure, you know, you see that look in people's eyes when they get a chance to work with Sheryl Crow.
Well, all I would say is that, like, getting to play with Lucius last night and getting to sing on their record, which Brandy produced, and getting to work with these young artists, man, that was... For me, that's who I was. I was like, I couldn't wait to meet Stevie Nicks and then to get to know her and to know how generous she is and amazing. And Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones, all these people that were such a huge influence for me. I mean, even Smokey Robinson. I mean, people that I've gotten to stand next to. Burt Bacharach.
Wow.
People that have mattered to me so much. I can't even explain it.
Do you have two boys?
I do.
Wyatt and Levi.
Yes.
11 and 14, I understand.
Y'all better be in bed. It's a school night.
Now, do they like, my mom, Sheryl Crow, do they listen to your music? Like, are they like, all I want to do is have some fun or soak up the sun?
Seriously?
Or Steve McQueen? Or
seriously?
These are really good songs. No, every day is a winding
like
road.
Kid,
come on.
They're like into Kid Laroi and, I'm sorry, I don't even know who that is. But... They're into, like, popular music.
Sure.
And I'm like the police. Yeah, I'm the person that says...
Not the police, not the band, the police.
Not the band,
you're
police.
Like the cops.
No, I'm the okay. cop. Yeah, I'm like the person that says, that is not a nice song. Do you know what they're talking about? Yeah.
There's no lyrics in any of your songs that you would pull yourself over for?
Well, they don't listen to me. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that. They're like, Mom, you know you were born in the 1870s.
And do you have like, a favorite yeah. song of Sheryl Crow's?
I do, actually, and I'm not just pumping this this new album that's coming out, but I wrote a song called Forever, and I think it may be out now, or it's coming out on May 6th. I don't know. They don't tell me anything. But my
they
kids are...
They don't tell you when your album is released?
I think it's coming out May 6th, but my kids are in the video. But it's about... It was written for my kids and that's written nice. For my 15-year-old talking about stress and how kids are so stressed out now.
What's it like when you hear another artist cover your song? Like... Didn't Prince cover Every Day is a Winding Road?
He did.
What was that like for you? Did you go to Paisley Park and do that with him?
I went to Paisley Park. I shot baskets with him.
Wow.
He was a great basketball player and in high heels.
Wow. Him or you? You and
him.
Him, yeah.
I only put these on for your show, so.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, I got to hang out with him. He asked me to play harmonica on a track, and then we went to First Avenue and sat in with the band, and he did Every Day is a Winding Road. Mm. And, I mean, that is... I'm sorry. I just was, like, falling over on the floor. He's the most talented. I mean, I know you guys probably agree. Insane. Like, from another planet, that kind of talent is ordained.
Well, before you were Sheryl Crow, as you said, there's 40 years of living before, you know, things really took off for you. Or not 40 years of living, but there's 40 years
I'm
of a career
80.
There. 40 years of career.
that makes
you look
me
fantastic.
82.
Now, but I was just talking with Glenn Close, who said she was a terrible waitress. Were you a waitress?
I was a waitress,
Were you
yes.
a good waitress?
I was a good waitress. And I had, I waitressed a lot. I waitressed in college, and I waitressed when I got to L.A., I went on the road with Michael Jackson, and I came home, and I waitressed more.
After you already toured with Michael Jackson?
Yes. I tried to get a record deal and got turned down. I went back to waiting tables. But when I first got to L.A., the reason I got the Michael Jackson tour was I was waiting tables at a place called Le Café, which was a jazz club. And I knew everybody that came in there because I studied all the albums, you know. And I gave my tape to this guy who I knew was a commercial producer. And no, bad one. And I got fired. But he called...
Even though you were a good waitress, you got fired for it.
I did. I got fired. And then he called me a couple days later and asked me to come sing on a Toyota commercial. So.
And here we are.
And here we are.
A direct line from getting fired to be right here. That's fantastic.
Yes.
It all worked out.
It did. It worked out great.
What was okay, so every, you know, All I Want to Do is Have Some Fun. What's the name of the song? Is it All I Want to Do is Have Some Fun?
All I Want to Do.
All I Want to Do, okay. So that hits, and it becomes not like, oh, yeah, that's a good song. Sheryl Crow becomes huge. It's such an enormous hit, and everyone's like, who is this girl doing this song? What was that moment like when that switch lands, where you work for so long to try to figure out how are you going to break in, what is your sound, how do you connect with an audience or a commercial audience, and then it happens. Yeah. And there are very few people for whom it happens like a light switch like that. What was that moment like?
It should have been euphoric, but at that time, there was so much debate about whether I had even written my own songs. And it, you know, the,
what do you mean? Where'd that
come from?
The
lore was that a bunch of guys wrote my first album. And so by the time that took off, that was already swirling around. But I will say one thing. When it really hit, the Grammys put me on the map, because the Grammys back then, everybody watched it, and you sold records from that show, you know, and it put you on the map, and it was a real moment. But it definitely was a mixed bag. It was hard.
Well, my favorite Grammy memory of all time, and yes, I have Grammy memories, but is the night before, the Clive Davis party that's traditionally the night before.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Clive party? Did you go to the party? It's fun, isn't it?
It's nice party. It's a good
it's
time.
Really
Everybody's
fun.
There. Yeah. Talking about people who blow up at the Grammys right over there.
Yeah, look at
but...
Thank you. Yeah, baby, yeah.
It's my first time out there. I'm just nominated for, like, a comedy album. But Clive Davis gets up there with the big glasses in the head, and he goes, "We got a wonderful artist here tonight. She's amazing. All she wants to do is have some fun. Sheryl Crow is here tonight. She's amazing." And he does the whole room. Barbara Streisand, the greatest voice of a generation. Barbara, please stand up. And people just kind of do this. Thank you very much. And I got to sit. Where am I going to sit? Am I going there with my 14-year-old daughter? I get to sit with Sheryl Crow. You and I,
it's in the documentary.
Is that the first time met? Is that the first, I think that's the first time we met. Was
it
right
was the
there.
First time we met.
Was sitting right there, and you were so nice to my 14-year-old daughter, and John Bon Jovi was sitting on the side of you, and over here on the other side of my daughter was Richie Sambora.
Oh, my gosh.
Who, and you know, and we live in New Jersey, and she used to say my first prom date was Richie Sambora, because he was wearing a tux, and she was wearing a little blue dress.
Oh, did you get a picture of the two of them?
Yes, I do. Okay, it's very creepy. Well, Sheryl, really lovely to see you. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
It's
Thanks for being here last
you.
Night and tonight and anytime.
My pleasure.
Lovely. Lovely as always.
Coming up, Stephen tells a story that we didn't air on TV.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tell me about, just give me 1 second here. I know we gotta go. We don't wanna go into overtime here, but just that when Clive was like, did you get a shout out?
Oh, yeah.
That? Come on. That room is crazy, isn't it?
It's,
everybody's in that room.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's there. Clive mentions all of the folks.
Everybody nominated, yeah.
Yes. Ooh, it's a vibe.
What'd you get? How did he describe you? Do you remember?
What did he say? He said, one of the best or greatest musicians in the world. Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. Clive Davis, man.
So, So he undersold you. He undersold you. My experience was this. So I'm there with, again, with my daughter and John Bon Jovi and Ricky's Richie Sambora and Sheryl Crow, you know, my buddies. And I'm sitting there, and I'm with these great musicians. Again, like, Taylor Swift was, it was 14 years ago or something, so Taylor Swift was quite young at the time, or 12 years ago, and Barbara Streisand's over here, and Bruce is, everybody's there, man. Yes. And Clive gets up there, and he's done the whole room, and I'm like, he's not going to do me. I mean, there's no way he's going to do me. And he goes, as a young man out here, it's his first time nominated for a Grammy. We expect very big things from this very talented young man. He's got a wonderful show. And I'm still thinking, it's not me. So, but the lead up to this is that, you know, I don't know what you did, but a lot of people, you know, they go like, you know, and the wonderful, Celine Dion. Celine Dion here. She goes like this. She goes, thank you.
Exactly.
Like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Or they go like, John Bon Jovi is like, there's just like kind of like
kind of a humble definitely.
Thank you. I'm sure you did like thank you. It was so wonderful
Exactly. Yep.
So everybody's doing that. I'm like maybe the last, not quite the last person in the whole room who gets mentioned. He goes like, wonderful young man. It's his first nomination. We expect great things from him. He's got an amazing show. Stephen Colbert is here, and I went, I made Barbara Streisand high five me. Ah. Woo! Woo!
That's the right way.
Because I'm like, you're all lying.
Yes.
I'm like, all of you are lying.
It's true.
Everyone is thinking, woo!
Yes.
They're all lying.
Yes.
And my daughter just went, oh. But I'll say one thing. I'll love Taylor Swift to the day I die, and I would put on armor and follow her into battle because... So Taylor Swift's across the room, and she's first, like, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 12 years ago. I mean, she's really just beginning to be a big deal, and she's quite young. And my 14-year-old daughter goes, Taylor Swift's over there. Dad, Taylor Swift is over there. And I said, well, you know, I actually just got a little letter from Taylor, and she sent me her album, said that she and her family really enjoy the show. I think she might be coming on. And we're both nominees. You want to go say hi? It's perfectly normal. It's a little room here. And so she goes, mm-hmm. And so we get up, and I walk over, and Taylor's talking to somebody, and as somebody walks away, I just say, Taylor, hi. Stephen Colbert, thanks so much for the album. I really appreciate you. May I introduce my daughter? And Madeline's wearing this little, you know, sweet, young, teenage, blue, little blue dress. And Taylor, of course, looks like just a queen. And she turns around, she goes, oh, pretty girl, and comes and puts her arms around her and goes, oh my God, you look amazing. Oh, you look, and she just praises my daughter for like how she looks 30 seconds. I'm so glad you like the music, and let me send you. And I would jump off a cliff into a pit of spikes for that woman for how nice she was to my daughter. And you gotta remember that.
Yeah.
You gotta remember that.
Yeah, that's real. I like that.
And she got to hug Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber's there. And I know we gotta go, but Justin Bieber's there. And my daughter, she's 5'9". Mm-hmm. You know, she's wearing heels. And she was, you know, tall early. And we're on the red carpet. She goes, Justin Bieber's over there. She goes, we're at the Grammys the next night. Justin Bieber's over there. I said, do you want to meet Justin Bieber? And he goes, So it's really funny. Justin Bieber comes over. I said, hey, Justin. He goes, hey, man, what's up? Like that. And then he goes, hey, Justin, can I introduce my daughter, Madeline? He goes, hi. And then when he goes to hug her, you realize he's not big.
Yes.
He hugs her around the waist. She's like, he's like here. She's like, hi. took a little of the sparkle out of her eyes to go, oh, I could dunk on you.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.